Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 43, found in Grade 4, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over question 43 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State educators and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 29 in Part 2 of the Grade 4 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 43. In this question, the student is asked to complete and write number sentences showing the relationships between the numbers of cars washed by three people. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response for the first number sentence is to insert an equal sign, so it reads 5 equals 3 plus 2. For the second number sentence, a less than sign may be used, as in 17 is less than 21, or a greater than sign may be used, as in 21 is greater than 17. Any other valid response would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 31. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, the student has correctly inserted an equal sign in the first number sentence and has written a correct second number sentence. The second guide paper is another score point 2 response. Please note that this student has circled the less than sign, but this does not prevent full credit from being awarded. Next, we have the third guide paper, which is also a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The additional labeling contained in the number sentence is acceptable. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, the last score point 2, we find another complete and correct response. The student has used expressions in the number sentence, which is acceptable. Let's move on to the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 1. The first number sentence is correct, but the second number sentence contains an inappropriate procedure and an incorrect mathematical statement. Next is the sixth guide paper, which is a score point 1. The first number sentence is correct, but the second number sentence is not. Let's look at the seventh guide paper, which is another score point 1. This response is only partially correct. The first number sentence is incorrect, but the second number sentence is correct. The final guide paper, the eighth guide paper, is a score point 0. The first number sentence has an incorrect mathematical sign inserted, and the second number sentence is incorrect. Please take a moment to review these eight guide papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 43, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the five practice set papers for question 43. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 61. The first answer is correct, and for the second number sentence, the student has written two correct number sentences. This complete and correct response earns a score of 2. Moving on to practice set 62, we find another complete and correct response. Both answers are correct, earning this response a score of 2. The next practice set 63, is an incorrect response. The first number sentence is incorrect, and the second number sentence does not show the relationship between the number of cars washed by Corey and the number of cars washed by Emma. Therefore, this response receives a score of 0. In practice set 64, the response is also incorrect. In the first number sentence, there is confusion as to whether the student wrote the 5 to increase the 2 to 25 or to indicate the sum of 3 plus 2 equals 5. This response receives a score of 0. Our final practice set for this question, practice set 65, is only partially correct. The first number sentence is correct. However, the second number sentence does not show the relationship between the number of cars washed by Corey and the number of cars washed by Emma. This response receives a score of 1. If you are unclear why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.